Okay, guys. Who is the picture of the blue Bobby Jarrett? No, is that really her? Oh, I thought it was just a. Okay. Everybody's here. Is anybody sick besides the guys in the thing? Is everybody okay? Oh, you're not allowed to say. Okay. There you go. Okay, gentlemen. Let's begin. We are in the Sefer Avos Chesed still. We are now in the midst, in the third chelik of the book, second chapter. We are now going to go into the notes. Okay? Actually, wait a second. Are we going to the note now? Not yet. Let's go downstairs after we did the Sfarim HaKadoshim. Okay, that you have to how to receive the guests when they arrive. Now we are going to continue the Hine. This is on page Resh Pei Gimel. Whoever has my text, Resh Pei Gimel, the chapter that starts Vihine. Vihine Pamim Rabos Yikra. Many times it will happen. Sheadam Eino Rotze Likach Oreach Al Shulchano. A man does not want to take guests to his house. Mipnei shechoshe benapsho, he thinks to himself, she'elok b'ma l'chabdo karaui. We don't have anything nice to honor the guy. We don't have good food, we don't have enough food. This is something I've heard from women many times. We don't have enough food to have more guests, etc. U'be'emes ein taina zu tova. This is not a good taina. Why? Ki'im kishiyesh acher. It'll only be a good taina if there's nobody else who's out there to take him at all. Nobody's there and he's not going to have any food. No one's going to take the guy. And you're upset or your wife is upset. Well, we don't have enough food. It's not going to be nice. It's going to be embarrassing, blah, blah, blah. But really, if you don't take him and give him the few scraps that you have, he's not going to eat. So it's not a good time. Mutav lahoreach shehu yikachenu. It's better for the guest if you take the guy and give him what? Give him kavod according to what you have, and that's it. Better than he has something than nothing. That is a svara that he brings up in his book all the time, that the Yetzer Hara. I'm going to sit down, guys. Okay? It's easier for me. The taina that he always says in many, many places, the Chafetz Chaim, many places, and I think if we think about it a little bit, we will see that what looks funny or silly in the context. Can you see me anymore? No. The Yaakov, can you see me? Yes. Okay. It happened, everybody does this all the time. This is a seriously powerful voice that everybody hears in some place in their lives. If I'm not able to do a great job, why bother? If I'm not going to be a Talmud Chacham, why bother learning? If I'm not going to be this, why bother? But no one ever says that when it comes to, by mitzvahs it's a big thing, or developing oneself. I'm never going to really be the best, so why bother? That is an argument that everybody makes at some point. And you know it's false, but you're bound to it. You know it's nonsense. And no one's ever going to make that argument when it comes to money. I'm never going to be Bill Gates, so why bother working? I'll just be poor. Why bother? No, that's a stupid argument that no one's ever going to make. It only works when it comes to your own personal development and growth, right? That's the only place you're going to see it. You're never going to see it. You can say when it comes to exercise, people say, I'm never going to be a muscular guy or one of these, so why bother? That you'll hear. People say that in those contexts, but they'll never say it when it comes to their health. I'm never going to be healthy, so I might as well just have the poison and die. No, I'll do the best I can. I'll try. People try to do it when they're in danger. Obviously, people have a HR, they want to eat bad food all the time and say, who cares? But it, when people, when come, push comes to shove and it's time to make a decision, there are very few people who just rely on this type of thinking. But when it comes to Torah, mitzvahs, your midos, your behavior, changing, anything that has anything to do with the spiritual side, this is the number one argument that pops up. I'll never be free, so why bother? I'll never be this, so why bother? It's a stupid argument, as we know. So this is what he's saying over here. Now, let's continue. Now, after the meal, now we're getting to the, who fell off the chair over there?
You see, right.
It's too, okay, you okay?
Yeah, fine.
Achar she'achal ha'oreach. After the guy, your guest, finishes the meal. Vishasa, and he had a drink too. Okay? Vyotze lederach, he's on his way home. Yizayir lelavoso, you've got to give him escort. An escort, you must. Vechachamenu zichronam lebracha. Our Gemara and Sota, daf mem vav mitbeis. Hifligu ma'od b'mitzvazu. This is a huge one, huge. V'amru. Shishkar levaya ein lashir. The reward is gigantic, gigantic. Gam darshel apostle. This is a little scary. V'anu. This is by Egler Rufa when the guy's dead outside the city. Everybody knows this. The guy's found in the street, the dead body, and they go to the Dayanim. And if they don't know who's the murderer, the Dayanim have to go out and make the following declaration that's in the Torah. Va'anu ve'amru, yadeinu lo shafku es adam hazeh. Our hands didn't murder this man and spill his blood. We didn't do it. The Dayanim. Ve'eneinu lo ro, our eyes didn't see it happening. We know we're innocent. Now the Gemara, this is Sota, asks Akasha, v'ki tal al dascha. Shizikne based in Shofre Damimim? Is there Havamina that they have to say we didn't kill him? What's the Havamina that they have to say that? That's crazy. Ella, Lo Ra'inuhu Upatranuhu below Mizonos. We did not see him and send him off with food. Velohi Nichunu Belilavia. We didn't leave him without an escort. I mean to say, it can't be that they killed him, but what could they have done? They could have caused his death by not helping, walking the guy home, getting him home safely. And if he was with the other guy, he wouldn't have been murdered. Now he was all alone, so he got killed. But if he would have been there, he wouldn't have been killed. So the Dayanim, if they would have spotted him walking alone home, and they didn't go and try to run and walk with him, they're liable. They're responsible for that death. So they have to say, we didn't even see him walking by himself and leave him alone. Od Amru, Kol HaMelavav Chaver Afilu Arba Amos Ba'ir. If you walk in 4 Amos in the city, Shuv Eino Nizuk. That guy is not going to be damaged. Meaning that you just walk in 4 Amos and there's some spiritual segula that by you escorting him 4 Amos, he's going to have like some protective shield around him, so he's going to get home safely. That's the promise that we see here from the Gemara. Oto yotzei that he's not going to get hurt. V'kol she'eino melave. And if you don't walk him, oh, kilu shofech damim. V'kofim al halavaya. And they force a guy. Basically can force a person to walk a person, escort him. Like they do on Tzedakah. Now, this is a little weird. I was talking to my fellow. When are they actually going to step in and force the escort? Tzedakah, we can understand. The Beis Din makes a Beis Din, and they force a guy, they take away his, put a lien on his house and take his money, beat him till he gives Tzedakah. Are they going to beat him till he walks the guy home? Walks his friend home? How would you feel? I said, how would you feel if they had to beat me in order to give you an escort? Would you want me to escort you anymore? A hard thing to understand. Beis Din forcing a guy to have to escort his friend home. That's a fun walk. Anyway, that's the thing. Now, this is an interesting point. Let's go to the Haggah downstairs. This is very interesting, what we're going to see here. Od kama mamarim sham be'inin chiyuv levaya ad heichan. There are many, many statements in the Gemara on how big the obligation is to escort the guy after the meal. V'zeh lashon Rambam. Here's the Rambam, Perek Yud Dalet, Hilchos Avel. It's in Hilchos Avel, it's interesting. The Betchilas HaPerek, in the beginning of that Perek of Avelos, he lists a lot of different mitzvahs, and they are Achnasas Orchim, Bikur Cholim, Nichum Avelim, they're all in the same category of Chesed, right? Comforting the mourners, etc. And in there he has walking the guy home. And then afterwards in Halacha Bey, he says the Rambam, Bezel Shono, Schar Halavaya Meruba Minako. Everyone knows Levaya means the guy's dead, right? And you love, that's not what he's talking about. A Levaya is after dinner, Friday night. Vahu Hachok, it could be if the food's bad also. Vahu Hachok. Shechachah, because they're not laughing at any of my jokes today. This is bad. They're depressed. Ooh, achok. Shechachah ku Avram Avinu. V'derech ha-chesed shenagba. Yaakov Meyer's trying to make a joke, but it's not clear. Machil ovrei drachim. Avram Avinu used to feed the guys who were travelers. Umashka osan, umelave osan. Ugdolach nasis orchim mekabalas pnei hashchina. We know all of this. This is all the Rambam. Ulevayam yoser ma'achnasatam. To malave your guests out, says the Rambam, is more important than bringing them in to the house. Okay? Amruch, you hear? Giving them an escort afterwards is more important than bringing them in the house. And we're going to see why. But Amruch Chachmein, this is Gemara in Sota. Kol she'enu malave, you don't walk the guy. It's as if you killed him. Kofin the Levaya, Kamoshe Kofin al Tztaka, as we just said. U Beizdin, how you metaknim shluchim. Beizdin used to set up messengers, like mitzvah men, lelavot adam, to escort people who were walking bimakom lemakom. They used to make sure that they were escort services, like they had in the shtachim, or going into the Muslim quarter, they have livui of the army. They used to set it up also, says the Rambam, in just regular roads. If you are lazy in this matter, it's as if you killed him, says the Rambam. Afilo hamalave es chavero. Now listen to this. Let's look at what we're saying here. Afilo hamalave es chavero arba amos yesh lo schar harbe. Even if you just do four amos, you have schar harbe. You have a lot of reward. Now the Rambam, yes?
Where did this amount come for, Amos?
Here comes, wait, hold the phone. The Kama Shira Levaya, asks the Rambam, what is the shir, the amount? She'adam chayav, that you're obligated. Harav le Talmid, a rabbi to his student, ad ibura shel ir. You have to walk him from to the outskirts of the city. If he's walking, let's say, to, I don't know, outside of Yerushalayim, you have to walk into the edge of the city to the Ibur of Ir, which is 70 amos and a little bit more from the external wall of the city. That's how far you have to walk him. So if the guy lives, let's say, in, I don't know, whatever it is, you have to walk him a long way. This could be a very long walk that the rabbi has to walk his Talmud. Okay, now.
The rabbi to the Talmud or the Talmud to the rabbi?
The rabbi to the Talmud. Okay?
Rabbi is coming to visit the Talmud?
Not at all. The rabbi's, the Talmud is going home. Let's say he was at the rabbi's house. And the rabbi has to walk him all the way to the edge of the city plus 70 amos. Plus. Next shir. Okay. Va'ish lechavera. What if it's not your rabbi to your Talmud, but it's just a friend? Friend of yours, then you have to walk him 2,000 amos more to the Tchum Shabbos, to the edge of where you can walk, to the end of where you can walk. That Talmud Larab, but if it's a Talmud to his Rebbe, Ad Parsa. That's like a long walk. Very long. Very long. V'imaya Rabo Muvhak, if it's your Rabbi Muvhak, your number one rabbi, so to speak, that you learn most of your wisdom from, Ad shlosha parsos. Forget it. You're not going to come home. It's over. Ad kan loshen Rambam. Ulefele ala olam. It is shocking to me, says the Chafetz Chaim, on the world that is makel in this mitzvah. Yes, Zevi.
Is there an order of priority if you invite many people to your house?
Okay, he's saying, who the heck do you walk? I guess you have to walk as many people as you can. Yeah, there is an order of priority. Your rabbi comes first, your friend is second, your Talmud maybe is more than your friend. Could be. No, let's see, there is a priority here. Hold on, the rabbi, you walking your rabbi has to be a parsa, or even three if he's your rabba mubak. And if it's your regular friend, you have to go until Tchum Shabbos. Tchum Shabbos is farther than the rabbi has to take his Talmud. You're right. So your rabbi is the highest priority. Your friend is number two. Your Talmud is number three. Okay? That's the way. You're right. That's this year. Now,
no
just
problem.
To tell you, my Rabbi Green always walked me all the way to my door. There he is. Every time I went to his house. Every time when I lived outside of the old city, he walked me home. If I lived in, we stayed at the Waldorf, David Citadel once, he walked me all the way there from the Rova. Always. Never didn't walk me to the door. I never knew what he was doing, but he just, you know, wanted some exercise. I didn't understand, I never saw this before, but it never didn't walk me. Now, Rabbi Beller has a question, which the truth is, I think he was telling me just as I was coming here that he, so he's the Chafetz Chaim is going to matar it's this kasha. Why doesn't anybody do it? Why do we just do the bare minimum of four, which is the Eved, when you see the Rambam is passing halacha here, you have to really walk people far, long distances. You're going to get exercise. And this is the shear. This is what you have to do. Why aren't people doing it? So Rabbi Beller seemed to say that this is an only Rambam, not an even Rambam, meaning to say, only if the student is walking outside of the city, or only if your guest is walking outside of the city, only then, if it's your Talmud, you have to walk him all the way to the edge of the city. And if it's your friend, you have to walk him 2,000 more almost outside of the city. And if it's your rabbi, you have to walk him a whole parsa outside of the city. But it's only, but if you're not walking outside of the city, right, and you're just staying in the inside the city, then there's no need to walk him at all. Just the force minimum amos. That's what Rabbi Green is thinking the Rambam is. Now, I don't know, because I never talked to Rabbi Green about why he always walked me. I just kept saying, please don't do this. That was what we would say. It would be burning hot outside. He'd always be walking me. In the sun, whatever. I would say, please don't. But I didn't know if he was paskining that it's an even. Not only is it when he's going out of the city, but even if he's going out of the city, you have to take him all the way there. But Kol Shekein, if he's in the city, you have to take him to wherever he lives, all the way. That's what you would think Rabbi Green is saying, even though we never asked him. So I asked Rabbi Beller right before last night to look up this Rambam and see, is he an even or an only? Okay? For the halacha.
The reason, according to Rabbi Beller, if you're in the city, why would you only, if you're staying in the city, if I'm walking someone out of the Rova and they're walking down the street, why wouldn't they have to walk into their entire house? And it's not what you should have to.
So Rabbi Beller seemed to say, maybe this is an issue of punishment, of danger to your guest. And if he's walking, where is the Egla Rufa guy dying? Than all this. He's in the middle of two cities out there in the sticks somewhere.
But then we shouldn't see a difference between common for different people. It should be the same.
Okay, they're all bombarding me now. I'm being bombarded. I don't know the halakha. Let's not debate whether or not this is an even or an only, because we don't have the Rambam. All we do is open him up and see what the Kesef Mishnah says, and we'll figure it out. I just didn't have time because it was right before I left. I mean, last night. The truth is, I forgot this morning to ask him. But that is the pshat in the Rambam. We can argue even only, you can make svaras either way. We have to just look it up and see what it is. But one thing I will tell you. What?
Where's the Rambam?
He told us. It's in Hilchos Avelus, Perek Yud Dalet. One second. I can't see the... The Rambam is... No. Here it is. The Rambam, who is the Rambam? He quoted where it is.
Yeah, it's Melchot Avelut,
Perek Adalot. Huh?
Perek Adalot, Halacha Aleph and Beis.
Okay, so there it is. So take a look and see if you can find it and see how they're learning this. I'm not sure if there's a machloket. I never asked Rabbi Green why he was doing it. I just felt great when he did it. You understand? I just felt really, at times I felt uncomfortable in the beginning because it was weird. You know what I'm saying? That he's doing this for me. I felt very, you know what I'm saying? But after I got over that initial discomfort that he was doing it, and I knew I can't stop him, he's never going to stop, it felt great. You know what I'm
saying?
So
do you need to escort him back from your door?
We made a joke about that, okay? We made many jokes about that I would have to walk him back and then we'll never stop. I said to him, it'll be like the Japanese people who bow and you just you bow, and then it keeps going. No, he wouldn't let. Yes. Daryl Michael, you know about this, don't you?
No, I'm just looking in what the Rambam quotes from the Gemara Sotah, the passage says, Kol She'eino Menaveh, Yir Shor Ha'Damim. So then why is he killing the guy? Shouldn't it, like the Rav said, it must be an inning of safety?
Yeah, that's Rabbi Beller. Okay, I'm not against. That's right. Yilu Shofet Damim. I'm not saying it's... So therefore, there's no chiyuv inside the city. That is Rabbi Beller's pshat. I just said to Rabbi Beller last night, it looks like Rabbi Green was paskining that it's an all even, because he always walked me no matter where. He walked me to Katama when I was living in Katama, and he walked me all the way there. Every time. Not a joke. He really took this mitzvah very seriously. Very seriously. There's no question that this is something that people... And then we have to find out what the halacha is. There's no question about it. But the idea that you are taking people so seriously and caring about people and showing them you care, there's no question that it makes you feel very good when your host is going to walk you all the way. That's a huge thing. Or even a part of the way. It doesn't have to be all the way, but, you know, it's a serious chizuk to the relationship when you do that. Whether it's four almost new, it's just, listen, I'm exhausted, I have to go to sleep, I can't anymore, goodbye. Four almost. That's the minimum shear, you did your mitzvah, that's clear. He's going to justify it at the end, the Chafetz Chaim. We didn't get there yet, we will. Maybe not today, tomorrow we'll do it. Rabbi Leventhal is not feeling good at all. He's pretty sick. Not as sick as Reuven, unfortunately. Reuven, you know, he's the older. He's he needs tefillas. Reuven ben Mardot. Okay? And so everybody should try to daven for him. What was I saying?
How good? It's
a huge feeling to build a relationship, to connect with somebody. It's definitely a worthwhile thing to think about. If it's halacha, don't just think about it. You have to do it. Okay, we have to do it much more than we do. But if it's not the halacha, it's still a very beautiful way to give kavod of achnasas orchid, because we know achnasas orchid is all about the kavod. Right, that you're making the guy feel great, that he's wanted and cared for. Oh, another thing I forgot to tell you. Last week we said that when Rabbi Green told me regarding Achnasas Orchim, he said that sometimes getting the guy and greeting him formally is not the right way to do the mitzvah. Sometimes you have to just tell him, hey, go get, grab some beers from the fridge and bring them over. That was the words he used, Rabbi Green. And sometimes, says you should never tell him your problems, according to Sefer Hasidim, because he's going to think he's just another one of your problems. And Rabbi Green said the opposite. Sometimes if the guy's, needs that, you should tell him your problems. You have to share with him your problems. Because why? Because he's the only one, he's only telling you his problems. And he feels terrible about it. And he wants to also feel like a mensch. So you can tell him your problems, and he'll feel better about it. So Rabbi Green was very alarmed. Rabbi Bella was alarmed by this change, that now I cannot make him serve me. Go get me a beer. And that's a Orchim B'chatchila. He was very disturbed by that Rabbi Green idea. And he checked out with some Adam Gadol, I don't remember which rabbi, that he consults with. And he said, for sure, if the situation is one of those relationships, it's very subjective, if the person's going to feel better by you having him, you know, go to the fridge on his own, making him feel really part of the family, so to speak, or if you have to tell him your problems, you know what I'm saying, and that's going to make him feel welcome, that he's really part of the or a friend of yours as opposed to the taker all the time, then this rabbi, forget his name, said for sure that's pshat. For sure that's the lechatchila way to do the mitzvah. You really have to weigh each situation. The general is that you give them and serve them, and like what Avram Avinu did. But he didn't know these people, had no relationship with these malachim. These were just wayfarers, you know, travelers. But when you have a relationship with somebody, it really depends on the person, how you do the mitzvah of achnasas korachim. It depends, and you have to think. This requires a lot of kochma before you're doing it. How am I going to make this guy feel the best way possible in this experience that we're in? So I just jump back to the achnasa. We're in the yitzia, in the levaya right now, afterwards. So go ahead, Yishol, you've been waiting patiently.
Is Zachil over here, of walking your friend or the rabbi, is Zachil that he shouldn't be alone, or is it on you to go walk him? In other words, if you have 25 people walking him, should you go join them?
That's a great question also. We have to look that up. Excellent question. Everybody here on the Zoom, what Yaakov, Yisrael Schaefer, Yaakov Meyer's name is on the thing. That's not my fault, okay? Yisrael Schaefer says, what happens if there's a group of guys walking together? If it's just about his protection, then that should nullify the mitzvah for you. Just do the four amos, that you get that segula. And now he's got a whole pack of people. What do you have to walk him for? You don't have to walk with him. Let him go by himself. But if it's not about shmira, but it's rather about you making him have kavod, like an achnasas orachim aspect of the mitzvah, then you have to take him regardless. Who cares if there's a lot of people? It's not about him being safe. It's about you making him feel mechubad, honorable, honored. That's the question. So it's clear from the Gemara, the punishment is you're a murderer if you don't. The question is the positive because to do the mitzvah because of kavod or to avoid murder? That's it. That's the debate between them. Even or only, as we said before. I don't know the answer. I didn't learn this Rambam, but we're going to learn it and we're going to come back. And I'm sure Nachman's eye already probably has an answer for us right now. You're not on the Rambam?
No, I don't.
Oh, you didn't find it. All right, let's... Any other questions before I finish up here? No? With that, we have to think a lot about how to make people feel good. It is not a simple thing. You know what I'm saying? It is not simple. It is definitely something that could change your life as you start to do it and evolve and develop it and mechadesh, different things that nobody else has done. Do it your way, in your personal touch. It's, the truth of the matter is I sometimes yell at people in my house, and that makes them feel very good. They may feel less slight discomfort, but I remember with Yoni Stein, the first time he came over and started coming, he got screamed at. He gave Bar Torahs, and he didn't want to, and I didn't listen. I said, I'm not giving you any food. And now, he's never going to come again, probably, because it's Corona, but I'm joking. But it's definitely, you have to know yourself and what's going to make the other guy really appreciate being there. You have to know. You can't just do what the book says. You have to do what the book says as a starting position. That's clear, what the letter of the law is. But in order to make this mitzvah unique to you, that's going to have your whole personality, your whole way of doing business. That's going to be a whole different thing, and you have to try. And this makes the Torah much more your Torah, as opposed to someone else's and copying. You understand what I'm saying? I hope everybody understands what I'm saying. Fine. We have to think. We're going to call Rabbi Green also, because if he really is learning this differently than Rabbi Beller, then we may have a debate on our hands.